Welcome back to Speak for Yourself. We're just 3 days away from Super Bowl 55. We all know who the real superheroes will be on Sunday as two former Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks face off. But as we all know, every superhero needs a sidekick. T.O. called you out already, bro. I got that on tape. To save the day, go ahead, Acho, my sidekick. Give your top three sidekicks for Patrick Mahomes.
So you want to think about the offensive firepower and all the stars that Mahomes has, but I'm not going to start there. My third sidekick for Patrick Mahomes is going to be the Honey Badger. The Honey Badger and Ty Matthew. Why? Because Ty Matthew, 7 interceptions on the season if you count the playoffs. All pro. Everybody knows how great he has been in his career, but he's gotten even better as of late, putting himself in the greatest of all time conversation, particularly if he continues to win these Super Bowls. They starting to recognize his game, Marcel.
Whoa, Honey Badger?
Even the greats are starting to recognize his game.
That is growth. I love that.
Now, my second sidekick, what about the running backs? Darrell Williams, 13 carries in the postseason. Well, we've seen him average 5 yards a touch every time he touches a ball. So you can also talk about Clyde Edwards-Helaire and what he's doing, but he's been a little gimpy.
Yeah, I'm about to say
Darrell Williams, though, is ain't nothing but pep in his step. He's been going every time he gets the rock. If the Buccaneers think they're going to sit in these two high safety looks, what's Patrick Mahomes going to do? Turn around, hand it off. That's my number 2 sidekick.
Okay.
My number 1 sidekick, though, Carlton Davis.
Carlton
Davis. Look at you, because he plays for the Bucs.
Oh.
So what is Carlton Davis doing as a sidekick?
Come on, man.
To Patrick Mahomes. I am keeping it positive. Because Carlton Davis, when he was matched up against Tyreek Hill, 9 catches Tyreek Hill had. 9 for 9 with 2-3 touchdowns. Excuse me, I lost count.
Damn,
3 touchdowns, 211 yards. So my last sidekick for Patrick Mahomes is actually Carlton Davis or the Bucs.
Okay, being real. All right, I got to bring this to the X's and O's. Todd Bowles, tremendous defensive coordinator. What adjustments do you think he's going to make? Carlton Davis, others, to slow down Tyreek Hill.
I think in the first matchup, what we saw was this. Hey, Carlton Davis, mano y mano, you a good dude. Second, third year in the league, you can get him, right? And that's the problem. He looked like that.
Stop.
He looked like that. But now what you realize is this. You understand someone's speed. So now Carlton Davis realizes, Tyreek Hill, you're faster than I thought. I'm going to get out of my pedal sooner. I'm going to turn and run sooner. And Todd Bowles will get out of his own way, give those DBs more help.
All right, that's real. Good luck. I would just run to the parking lot, then meet him in the end zone.
And hope for the best.
And then just hope to tackle him on the 1 yard line. That's my way. All right, let's get to my top Super Bowl sidekicks for Tom Brady. My number 3 sidekick, home field advantage. Hey, man, you know we're creatures of habit. Oh, we're conditioned beings. Oh, this big California king. Oh, this is my bed, not the Marriott's bed. Oh, the same pattern, same way, same drive to the stadium. Oh, look at those 9 fans out there that we got this year. It's different this year. But the point is, you're just going to feel better. You're going to be better equipped mentally for the grind of the Super Bowl. The lights, the intensity, at least it's going to come with some sense of familiarity. So that's my number 3. My number 2 sidekick, the middle 4. Let me explain the middle 4 to you guys, because this was a little Bill Belichick Patriot way. It's the last 2 minutes of the first half and the first 2 minutes
I like that.
Of the second half. Oh, let's just see if Tom Brady is still doing great in the middle 4. Yes, outscored opponents by 20 points in the middle 4 during this playoff run. And Tom Brady, 2 touchdown passes, no interceptions, 103 passer rating. Once again, in that middle 4, brought a little of that Patriot way down to Tampa. But my number 1 sidekick, let's bring it on the field with an actual player, Leonard Fournette. Oh, my God, Leonard Fournette. Most scrimmage yards of all performers in the 2020 playoffs, tied for the most touchdowns as well. It's good to see Leonard Fournette rebound like this and also give them that balanced attack that they need in their passing and their running game. You know what's funny about the Chiefs? We don't talk enough about their run defense. You know why? Because it's 21st ranked. You seen Leonard Fournette? You got some muscles. He got some muscles going against the 21st ranked run defense. Could be a special moment for Leonard.
Let me ask you about your third sidekick, because I heard they're not letting the Buccaneers fire off the cannon because technically it shouldn't be any home field advantage.
Really?
Do you actually think that there will be a home field advantage once inside the stadium when everything kicks off?
No. I don't believe in it. Look, Tom Brady is 20-4 in a home playoff game, so he believes there's going to be a home field advantage, and that matters more than my opinion. But once you get out there, as Tom Brady even said this week, it's not even about experience. I would say it's not about the home field advantage. It's about who plays the best in those moments. Tom Brady as your field general will feel like an advantage more so than your locale. Well, that would do it for our top Super Bowl sidekicks. T.O. said go, sidekick.